You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. On Monday, more than 500 farmers, laborers, students, and concerned citizens held a massive rally at the state capitol, demonstrating growing opposition to a state plan that would disrupt the water supply of more than 3 million Northern Californians. We are going to hear from a couple of the speakers at the rally, including Congressman Tom McClintock.
Thank you, folks. You know, the irony is we live in one of the most water-rich regions of the country, and yet our families are now facing the threat of catastrophic water shortages and year-round water rationing, not because of any act of God, but because of breathtakingly stupid acts of government. And that we can change. You know, memo to Sacramento, we don't build these reservoirs to more efficiently dump water into the ocean. We build them to store surplus water from wet times so that we have plenty in dry times. Our state government has forgotten this. They've forgotten that before we built our reservoirs, in a drought, rivers all but dried up and there were no fish. They've forgotten that raging floodwaters blew out entire riparian habitats. And they've forgotten that millions of human beings for whom they're supposed to work depend on the water stored in those reservoirs for their prosperity and their quality of life. Well, our would-be rulers may have forgotten that, but we haven't, and we're about to remind them. We're at a crossroads between two very different visions of the future. One is the nihilistic vision of the environmental left. Increasingly severe government-induced water shortages, higher and higher prices for electricity and water and food, fewer jobs, and a permanently declining quality of life for our children who will be mandated to stretch and ration every drop of water in their lives. The other is a vision of abundance, of great new reservoirs that guarantee plentiful water, hydroelectricity, jobs, recreation, affordable groceries, a prosperous future for our children who can enjoy the quality of life that abundant water guarantees. This is a choice, and it is a clear choice. Scarcity or abundance, prosperity or poverty, and this choice requires the active engagement of every citizen to take back this government of, by, and for the people.
Next up, we have a congressman from the 10th Congressional District, Congressman Jeff Denham.
Well, let the governor hear your noise. We need the governor to hear us, not just today, but every day. Some say that this is the state's water. Be very clear, this is our water, our valley, our ratepayers paid for it. And we're not going to stop until we conserve every last drop for the people that we represent. Our kids should not have to suffer bad water quality because somebody's trying to take the water that we pay for. We shouldn't be shutting down our number one industry in the valley and our number one industry in the state because somebody wants to take our water and waste it and push it out to the ocean. Now, we have paid. As a farmer, as a family, as a community, we have paid through our water rates, through our electricity rates. We've paid for that infrastructure. And we're not going to let them take it away from us. This is a state water grab like we've never seen before. We've also paid for the studies, $25 million plus. Our ratepayers have paid higher rates to pay for the studies that the state has forced us to do, that the state is now ignoring to take our water. So I'm asking all of you, don't just let your voice be heard today, let it be heard every day that we will not stop until we preserve our water and focus on the water for our future. We need to build building more, not shutting down what we already have. We are in this together. Thank you.